on his way to a memorial service for Chicago police officers who died over the past year, Washington told reporters this morning he's sticking with his position that Ed Burke has no right to claim the chairmanship at this point. And his lawyer called Burke's lawyer this morning to tell him Wilson Frost isn't moving from his office, as Burke has demanded. Washington admits Monday's circuit court ruling upholds Burke's election as finance chairman, but he says there's more to it than that.
The court issued a stay. That's part of the entire order. One cannot honor part of that order and not honor the other. It has just as much force and effect as declaratory judgment, so I would simply say that Mr. Burke is violative of the judge's order.
Burke says he and his legal team do not interpret the stay to mean he can't take over the finance office, and the judge in this case has said he'll have to hold another hearing to decide that point. Burke expects that to happen tomorrow. The aldermen are also going back to the bargaining table tomorrow to pick up where they left off yesterday. The mayor's allies are planning to ask for as many as 12 black chairmanships in return for Burke's claim to finance, but Burke told WXRT today he thinks that's too many. He says his team is likely to give up some chairmanships, though, in return for control of subcommittees that wield their own power. From the Chicago Police Academy, I'm Marge Halperin.